guys, welcome back to the Brave Mama Blueprint podcast. Today is episode 5. I actually don't have a title for today's podcast. I am just going to tell you some stories that I think will be super relatable, and we'll see where it goes. So I wanted to kind of dive into how Brave Mama Blueprint came to be and a little bit of my own story. So we're going to start there. Really, it was like 7 years ago. It might have been more than that. It was probably like 8 years ago that I first had what I wouldn't have known then, but now I know was my idea for Brave Mama Blueprint. I was starting to kind of dive into self-development myself. There were a few people that I had been following kind of on social media for a while, and I had seen them like radically transform their lives. And I was like, myself and several of my close friends were all in very similar situations. And I had this like burning, like in the back of my head, like if I can figure this out, if I can figure out how to transform my life, then I can help my friends transform their life. And, you know, being in a really difficult situation myself, and I don't mean like anything bad. I mean, just like struggling, you know, like I was a young mom, hadn't been married very long, struggling financially, struggling like in our marriage and being a mom and all these things. And like, you know, like just going through that period of drastic growth where like you get thrown into adulthood and you have no idea what the heck you're doing. And you're just like, I don't know anything. And seeing these other people who were living these really amazing lives. And honestly, looking at the trajectory of my life, if it didn't change, and being like, wow, this is not the life that I want at all. So I got really passionate, without even realizing it, about figuring out how to change my life so that I could help my mom friends change their life. And I actually remember one day when I had this huge like mindset shift. So I was standing in this room that I'm recording this in, so that's kind of crazy. And I was looking out that window right there, and I don't even know what if I just finished watching a YouTube video or something. And I just remember staring out the window, and it hit me like, no one is coming to save me. Literally no one is going to change my life for me. My husband isn't going to change my life for me. Nobody's going to fix my finances for me. There is literally nobody who's going to be like, oh, Leslie, you're an amazing person. Let me just fix everything for you. It was like, it just clicked that I had to do this all myself. And it flipped a switch in me. And I, right about that time, I started my first Etsy business. And the first, I think, phase of personal development for me was entrepreneurship. And I thought I was really cool, and I thought I knew everything about business. And I was like, I'm going to be a boss babe. And it really didn't go well, like if I'm being honest. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have the maturity or the mindset or like any of the knowledge that I needed. But I did have drive and the willingness to learn. And I think that's what kind of kept me moving forward. So, you know, it's interesting. When you go down that path of self-development, you kind of go through a lot of different phases of growth in different areas. So I went through the kind of entrepreneurship, business mindset type of growth, and realized that everything in life is mindset and habits. Like, literally, everything in life hinges on your mindset and the habits you have in place. And if you can change your mindset and change your habits, you can change your entire life. And that was it. That's all it took. And so I was like, all right, if this is all it takes, I'm going to figure this out. And I like spent years of personal development. I mean, I'm still You know that saying, the more you know, the less you know, like you, the more that you learn, the more you realize how little you know. That's where I'm at now. It's still like doing a lot of personal development, but from a very different perspective now. I spent a couple of years obsessed with neuroscience and studying how the brain works. I actually went to college for counseling psychology, so that was always something that I was kind of interested in. But it's interesting because I went to college for counseling psychology. I didn't finish my degree. I didn't finish my bachelor's degree. So obviously I had a long ways to go, but there was so much about the way that your brain actually works that I didn't learn. And before I started down this path of self-development, I kind of thought I knew a lot about it. So I went through, you know, learning about neuroscience, really diving into healing from trauma, entrepreneurship. And then I kind of latched on to this idea of people who were one percenters. So for me, that meant people who were like super high achievers, like the top 1% in earners, the top 1% in whatever. And I was like, if I can find a way to learn from these people, like maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll flip the switch. So I spent years, I mean, it's been what, like 8 years now, that I have been just constantly trying to learn and improve in different areas of my life. But a couple of years ago, I got to this point where I was so burnt out, not of just self-development, but like literally everything. I was just, oh man, I had this huge meltdown that turned into a huge fight with my husband. Turned into me having like a breakdown, just like losing my shit, pardon the language, but like I did. And I was like, my life is going nowhere. I've been trying and trying to figure this out, and my life is going nowhere. And all I'm doing is like surviving. And I was burnt out and just like spinning my wheels. I felt like I had literally nothing left to give. And, given I had about a one-year-old at the time, and I think that there were still a lot of postpartum hormones that were affecting my mindset. But I realized that all of this learning I had been doing, everything, every avenue of growth that I'd pursued, I'd always done it with the mindset that once I get to the point where I've changed my life, then I can pursue my passions. And I completely flipped my mindset. I realized that if I wasn't pursuing my passions, if I wasn't taking time to do the things that like lit my soul on fire, that I was going to keep feeling like I was spinning my wheels because I was just burning myself out being this self-sacrificing mom who was giving up everything for her family. And, you know, it led to this huge meltdown. And that, I think, kind of became a breaking point for me. I actually started to stand up for myself at that point and say, this is what I want. This is the direction I want to go. And this, you know, like, obviously my husband and I are on the same page about a lot of things. So it's not like I was saying, no, we're not going to do what you want. I wasn't being that type of person, just to clarify. It was just me actually having the boldness to pursue the things that light my soul on fire and say, this is actually what I want to do. If I hadn't found that kind of boldness in myself, I don't think I would have had the courage to actually start Brave Mama Blueprint. I don't think that would have ever come about. It just, something shifted in my perspective. And with that came like, I started to really recognize the power of habits, and not just like big life-altering habits, but like little tiny habits, and making just tiny shifts that ultimately would change the trajectory of my life. And I'd always heard that concept of 1% shifts, 1% improvements every day, like just try to improve 1% every day, and by the end of the year, you'll have complete change and all that. But it didn't really click until I started like looking around at my life and being like, okay, what can I improve right now? What can I do right now to move the wheel? And I started this thing, and I go, I'm working on building a course right now that will go way more in depth with all of this, but I started this thing where at the end of the day, I would ask myself, what's one thing I can do today that'll improve my day tomorrow? And that was it. So from all of these years of learning and self-development, I had this massive toolbox of strategies and tools, but I mean this in the kindest way possible, 90% of them were not practical for a mom. I mean, just literally didn't make sense for a stay-at-home homeschool mom. Like, it just, for me, the strategies, it was like, yeah, this is great if you are a 20-year-old boy with no responsibilities and no postpartum hormone problems. like if you have the energy of a college student and metabolism of a college student, then yes, this makes it. It was so many things that were strategies that were like taught to me by various mentors or programs or courses, because I went through, you know, so much in that time. And it was like, okay, I had to start sifting through that and trying to figure out things that would actually work for me. And that is how Brave Mama Blueprint came to be. I sat down with my husband one day and since 8 years ago, I'd had this kind of passion in the back of my head to figure this out for other moms. And I just had been working my butt off to figure out all these strategies, and I was starting to really like make some things happen. And I was telling him, I just can't figure out how to put this together. And I was so frustrated. And I was like, I just want to create a community like this. And I want to help people like this. And I want this to happen. And I want to be able to tell people this, this, and this, and show them how to use these strategies here. And he listened to me. And I think I ended up talking for like 2 hours, just like, blah, blah, blah. And he sat there listening. And he looked at me and he goes, that's your program. And I was like completely astonished. And I remember just kind of looking at him and then jumping up and going and grabbing a notebook. And I was like, okay, I need to write this down. And so it's been a little bit of tweaking and trying to kind of refine that. But it all came together. I actually had the name Brave Mama Blueprint kind of on my heart for, I want to say like 5 years, and had no idea where that was going to go. It was just something that was there, and I just knew. I was like, this is Brave Mama Blueprint. So, which brings us to where I am at currently. I have this podcast. I knew that I wanted something that was easily available that could give moms simple tools that they could use to start changing their life and just get some actual practical lessons to help them go from feeling burnout and stuck to moving their life in the direction that they want to go. And currently I'm so excited about this. I'm building a course, a Brave Mama Blueprint course, and it's going to have all of the tools that you need to figure out where you want to go and how to get there and stop feeling stuck. And I am so freaking excited for this course to be done. So anyways, I hope that today's episode has just given you some background into what Brave Mama Blueprint is, how it came about. If you guys have any questions about it, please feel free to message me, leave a comment, let me know if what stood out the most to you, or if this was relatable to you at all. So I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your day. I'll see you next time. Bye.